Houston, this is 10. I'll go ahead and record step 5, and if there's any difference, just make note of it. I'll just go ahead and follow through as is.
Roger.
Jack, just one other quick question. Step 2, where I've got the control values, I used the new control values that you read up to Tom here a little while ago for test 1, 2, and 3, is that correct?
Stand by one. Okay, Gene, and step 1, we gave you the attitudes to which to go to get the pitch and yaw angles as specified in test 1, 2, and 3. And then we still want you to set your high gain control to those settings which are listed in step 2, which are all 20 degrees off in yaw.
You gave us a roll pitch and yaw attitude and a high gain pitch and yaw for test 1, 2, and 3. I'm just a little bit confused. On step 2, do you want me to use the printed numbers in the book, or do you want me to use the pitch and yaw that you gave us for with the roll pitch and yaw for test 1, 2, and 3?
Okay, the attitudes that I gave you were just a convenience number. Those are the attitudes to which you should go to set up your antenna as specified in step 1. Then we want you to slew the...
Okay, 5.
Oh. Roger, copy now?
Okay, I'll use your pitch and yaw for acquisition, and then I'll go right through steps 1, 2, 3, and so forth, just as written with the numbers.
Right, and then when you go to step 3, this causes you to slew off, and then you go to step 4 back to auto. This will tell us how well the antenna comes back to the position to which we want it to come.
Okay.
And if we get the same numbers in step 5, why then we know we're that the antenna is doing what we want it to. If not, why we want to know what those numbers are and reduce the data later.
Okie doke.
Apollo 10, we're handing over the high gain. You may get a burst of noise.
Okay, Houston. We're at the first attitude. I'm going to my ranging switch off. And we do have a good lock at this attitude.
Roger. Apollo 10 Houston, you have a caution warning on the HQ press cryo tank. Don't worry about the heater's going to cycle momentarily and bring that pressure back up.
Okay, looks like it's tank one to us. Tank two's well in the green.
Roger, we copy tank one. It'll cycle and come on up.
Yeah, but the heater configuration switch is off. I just put the heater switch to auto.
Roger, then they tell us that tank one's gonna follow the tank two heater cycle, over.
Okay. Okay, we got the cryo press again.
Apollo 10 Houston, let's put heaters in both H2 cryo tanks to auto, over.
Okay, there. And we're on step 5 at this one.
Roger. Background noise.
Okay, very good. I'm going on to step 2 and I'll give you the readings after this is all over.
Roger. Apollo 10 Houston, we need the fans on in both H2 cryo tanks. Over.
Okay, the fans are on. Right. Houston, this is Apollo 10, how do you read on test 2?
I'll read you loud and clear.
Okay, we'll proceed to test 3.
Roger on 3.